Today we have the great joy of celebrating the solemnity of the Assumption of our Blessed Lady into heaven. And there are people who will ask the simple question, where does it say that in Scripture? It's actually quite clear in sacred Scripture where it is. If we look, for instance, at the introit for today, it speaks about a woman who is clothed with the sun under her moon, under her feet is the moon, and around her head a crown of 12 stars. But if we put that into the context of what it is being presented by St. John, remember that St. John was given the vision of the worship of heaven. And in that vision, he saw the Holy of Holies, not only the Holy of Holies, but he saw the Ark of the Covenant that is in the Holy of Holies. And that Ark of the Covenant, he then describes a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, on her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, some people would still say, well, that doesn't necessarily prove anything. So let's put it into another context. First of all, what St. John is seeing in the book of Revelation is something that is very similar to what we hear about Moses. Moses was given a vision of the worship of heaven. And in that vision, he was shown the glory of heaven and told to make a copy of what it is that he saw. And so he made a tent, which was the tabernacle, prior to the time that they could actually build a temple in Jerusalem. Out in the desert, they had the tent. And there they offered the sacrifice that they saw, that Moses saw in heaven. The sacrifice was that of a lamb. But in the Holy of Holies, in the place where the people were not able to go, only the high priest once a year was able to enter the Holy of Holies, there was the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is the dwelling place of God. In that ark, we are told, depending on which passage you read, all of them will tell us that the tablets of the Ten Commandments were in there. That is the covenant. But we are also told that a jar of manna was placed in there, and also the staff of Aaron that had flowered to be able to demonstrate the priesthood. So now we fast forward. And we look at the New Testament, and we see in St. Luke's Gospel, when our Blessed Lady goes to visit Elizabeth, as we hear in the Gospel reading today, it's the passage right before the one we heard in the Gospel, a Jewish person reading that would understand exactly what was going on. We don't live in Jerusalem, we don't know the area. But what St. Luke is doing is going out of his way to be able to show us that our Blessed Lady, with our Lord in her womb, takes the exact same path up into Jerusalem that the Ark of the Covenant took after the Jewish people had recovered it when the Philistines had captured it. And so remember David dancing before the Ark and so on as it's brought back up into the temple. So St. Luke is going out of his way to show to us that Our Lady is the Ark of the New Covenant. Within her womb is carried the covenant. Remember that for us as Christian people, the covenant is a person. That is absolutely critical to understand. For the Old Testament, there were the different covenants. There's the covenant with Adam, and there's a covenant with Abraham, and there's a covenant with Moses, and so on. But the one for the Jewish people that was so evident was the Ten Commandments, written in stone and placed within the ark. But the prophet Isaiah tells us, in both the 42nd and the 49th chapter of his book, speaking about the Messiah, the suffering Messiah, it says, I will make you a covenant to the people. It doesn't say I will make a covenant with you. It says, I will make you a covenant to the people. The covenant is the person of Jesus Christ. He is our covenant. and he was carried in the womb of our Blessed Lady as the Ark of the Covenant. He is the Eucharist. There was a jar of manna that was in the covenant, in the Ark of the Covenant. He is our high priest. The staff of Aaron, demonstrating his high priesthood, was in the Ark of the Covenant. And so what we see in this is Our Lady is the Ark of the New Covenant. So you might be saying, well, still, what does this have to do with anything? Everything. Because again, we look at it and say, what Moses was told to do was make a copy of everything that he saw going on in heaven. So Moses saw the lamb that was slain, the lamb that was offered for the sins of the people, and therefore the Jewish people were to offer that lamb for the sins of the people. Moses saw the Ark of the Covenant, and so he made something that was to represent what he saw. So he made an acacia wood box, as God told him to do, and put pure gold upon it, and put the two stones of the covenant into the ark. So we have a representation, or a copy, of what he saw in heaven. Now Saint John has a similar vision of heaven, and in that vision, he sees the lamb that was slain. He sees the Ark of the Covenant. Now remember, the Jewish people had not seen the Ark of the Covenant for over 500 years at this point. The prophet Jeremiah, had taken the Ark of the Covenant. We are told that he put it in a cave on Mount Nebo, and he closed up the mouth of the cave, and it will not be found again, we are told, until all the children of Israel are gathered back together. So they had not seen the Ark for 500 years. Now it's 2,500 years. So the holiest object that the people of Israel had is gone. Now Saint John says, I saw the Ark of the Covenant. The people are going to say, you saw it, what did you see? And he describes it, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. She is the Ark of the New Covenant. This is what Moses saw ultimately in his vision. Obviously, in time, this was still going to be another 1,500 years in the future when it would happen. Because our Lord is the Lamb that was slain. Moses saw that, but our Lord had not yet been alive, obviously, on earth. Moses saw the Ark of the Covenant, but she was not going to be alive also on earth for another 1,500 years. But God could show him what the worship of heaven was about. So if we look at the model or the copy that Moses made, we can say, all right, we have the Lamb, we have the Ark. And the Ark of the Covenant is placed in the Holy of Holies in the temple. Saint Paul tells us that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he went into the Holy of Holies. And he goes out of his way to make sure that we understand this is not the copy that Moses made. This is the real Holy of Holies, the one not made by human hands, as Moses said, the Holy of Holies in heaven. And so he has opened the way through his blood, through his sacrifice, for the Holy of Holies to be open. Where are you going to find the Ark of the Covenant? In the Holy of Holies in heaven. And that's exactly what Saint John is seeing. He sees the Lamb, and he sees the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the New Covenant is the Blessed Virgin Mary. So what we are celebrating today is the fact that she has been taken into heaven, both body and soul. What this means is she already shares in the resurrection from the dead. She has a glorified body that is risen, and she also shares in the glory of heaven. We would expect to find the Holy of Holies in heaven. That's exactly where we find her. But as we also heard Elizabeth proclaim, "Blessed are you who believed that what was promised to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." That's exactly what we have. We see the promises of our Lord being fulfilled. We can say, yes, it makes perfect sense in our Blessed Lady. She's the Ark of the Covenant. That's where we would expect to find her. But our Lord didn't make the promises just to Our Lady. He has made those promises to us as well. And so what we see in our Blessed Lady, who is a human person just like us, we see the promises of Christ fulfilled. And therefore, we have absolute confidence that his promises will be fulfilled in us as well. So that's what we look forward to, the day that we too will rise from the dead, the day that we too will be assumed into heaven. Understand the difference. Jesus ascended into heaven by his own power. Mary was assumed into heaven, which means she was taken up by the power of God. She didn't go there by herself. God took her to heaven. Jesus is God. He went to heaven by himself. We too will be assumed into heaven, provided, of course, that we die in the state of sanctifying grace. And so we strive then for that holiness. We strive to live according to the covenant. We strive to live according to what St. John saw. So what we do here every single day is the worship of heaven. Unlike what the people of Israel did, which was to copy the worship of heaven. They offered a lamb day after day after day. We offer the lamb, the real one. Not the copy of the one, but the real one. We offer the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of our blessed Lord, and we receive him into ourselves. In that way, we become, momentarily at least, like an ark of the covenant, the dwelling place of God, the place of God's mercy on earth. But we look forward then to the day when we too will be brought into the Holy of Holies of heaven. So we already participate in the true worship of heaven. One day we look forward to being able to participate in the fullness of that. In the meantime, we are striving now to live our lives, to be able to put that into practice in our day-to-day life. What we do here in the worship of Jesus Christ and the reception of Holy Communion, we are able then to imitate what Our Lady did. Obviously, we can't carry Christ as a baby within our womb, at least for the ladies anyway. The rest of the guys can't do that, obviously, at all. But nonetheless, after our Lord had gone to heaven, Our Lady went to Mass. And she received her son in Holy Communion exactly the same way that you and I do. And so we then can imitate her love for her son. We can imitate and participate in the union of our soul with Christ. That's what we're celebrating today. The one who gave her entire life to our Lord, the one who God had chosen for himself, now is in heaven in the fullness of that glory. But we too are called to share in that glory. And that is the promise we see fulfilled. That's what we celebrate today. And that is the promise that will be fulfilled in you and me one day, provided, of course, again, that we die in the state of grace. We have absolute confidence, as we see in our Blessed Lady, that we too will be able to rise from the dead. Old Brother Donkey, our bodies will rise from the dead, be reunited with our souls, and in the glory of God, we will too be assumed into heaven to share in the glory of the worship of God.